Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spartan Life Radio, brought to you by Norfolk State University, home of the mighty Spartans. Spartan Life Radio was created with you in mind. It's your source for news and information about NSU matters, including students, faculty, staff, administrators, alumni, and the communities we serve.
Welcome to another episode of Spartan Life Radio, your connection to all things Norfolk State University. On this episode, we're talking about that annual celebration that brings back alumni, students, staff, friends, and families to the campus of NSU. That's right, next month is Homecoming 2015. Our guests today are going to share all kinds of information about Homecoming, all of the events planned, the theme, the music, and more. We have a bit of everything, from an encore performance of the Whitney Houston tribute and to the jazz and rap concerts. It's time to let your hair down and grab a banana, as they say, and be one of the bunch. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Michael Cotter. Have questions about Homecoming 2015? Well, this is the place to get some answers. Call us at 1-347-850-8515. That number again is 1-347-850-8515. Follow the prompts to speak to our guest. And callers, if you use a speakerphone when you do call in, you'll want to switch over to a handheld device so we don't get the feedback in the line. We certainly want to be able to hear your question or comment. We're going to take a quick commercial break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
A message from Norfolk State University. Recently, NSU was chosen by the White House and Department of Energy to lead a $25 million cybersecurity workforce initiative. This will enable Norfolk State to educate professionals who will protect our nation and businesses. Learn more about our online master's degree in cybersecurity and other ways Norfolk State serves our students and community at nsu.edu/cyber-award.
Welcome back to Spartan Life Radio, the blog talk radio show that's all about the Spartan Nation. Norfolk State University's Homecoming 2015 takes place next month, November 1st through the 8th. And here to walk us through it are our guests for this segment of Spartan Life Radio. First, we have Michelle Hill, who is the Director of Alumni Relations. Next, we have Crystal Square Williams, who is the Director of University Events and the Wilder Center. We have on board Terry Venable, who is the Director of Student Activities, and James Harris, President of the Alumni Association. The first Vice President of the NSU Alumni Association, Donnell Parham, was supposed to join us, but he had a work-related emergency and therefore had to bow out. And while we certainly understand that there are layers of a university, and they are many, but when duty calls, we have to answer. So, Donnell, we'll have plenty of opportunities in the near future to bring you on and hear what you have to say. But to our guest today, let me personally thank you all for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Listeners, if you'd like to join the conversation, call us at area code 347-850-8515. Listen live at blogtalkradio.com/Spartan Life, or you can also listen via cell phone or other mobile device. My first question I want to toss out to James Harris by asking why Homecoming is such a big deal. Because sometimes students may not understand the role of the alumni and their impact on campus and community. James, help us out here.
Well, first I'd like to thank you for allowing us this opportunity. And the key to Homecoming is really it's an opportunity for us to have alums to come back, fellowship with their classmates, the students, and the faculty, and just embrace all the great things that are going on with Norfolk State. And it gives us that opportunity to see firsthand what all the great things that are going on with Norfolk State University.
You know, and I think that's really good because I like for the students to kind of grab a hold of that idea that there's a lot of great things happening to campus and community, but not just while they are here, but after they leave, they become a part of this association that has a lot of input into what's happening on campus, and that's important to them, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very important.
Now, let me just say this. People found out today, today's show was about Homecoming, so naturally I've been asked about the changes in tailgating protocol, and I can't believe I phrased it that way, but I'm used to seeing tailgaters doing their thing, and it certainly creates the atmosphere many have come to associate with homecoming, right? So we have the sights, the sounds, the smells. Can you talk about what some of those changes are and what impact, if any, James, they'll have on homecoming?
Well, tailgating, as far as the policy, there will require a game ticket this year to get in the tailgate area. And what Norfolk State is doing is actually catching up with all the other universities that actually charge or they control their tailgating policies, very much so with not having tailgating during halftime. Also, if you've been keeping yourself updated, there's a lot of policy changes that are happening also within the Virginia government. So Norfolk State University will need his friends, family, and alums to pay and contribute more to, you know, contributing to our athletic programs that we have and to continue those at the level they are and to improve. So it's just time for our friends and family to step up, my opinion. Would you like any more elaboration on that, Mike?
I think we might have lost Mike.
Okay.
Do you want to share what homecoming means?
Well, as far as homecoming is meaning, again, it's that opportunity. This is James. Opportunity to reunite with your friends, with the university actually putting out information, creating an environment for us to reunite with each other, family, friends. It's a positive time.
Okay, I am back. We've had a technical difficulty. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. That's in it.
All right, we just became disconnected temporarily. Hope that didn't throw anybody off too much. And James, I heard part of your answer, but I'm going to move ahead since you've already given it, and certainly our listeners have heard you. But I do want to ask you, what do you look forward to most during homecoming?
Michael, I would say I don't actually have any particular event or moment. It's just a great time for me to see people that I haven't seen often in the last 10, 20 years since I left Norfolk State in 91, formally from my education. So it's great to come back and reunite with those folks and actually to meet new students, which I meet every year.
Great. Well, listen, we've heard the external take on homecoming, and like my close at all of our radio broadcasts, when I say you've been listening to Spartan Life Radio from the inside out, well, let's hear an inside perspective on homecoming. Michelle Hill, Director of Alumni Relations, what does homecoming mean for the university?
Well, again, thank you for having us. Homecoming for the university really represents a time when the university community, and that's our alumni, family, friends, our students, all return to campus, reconnect, and reflect upon their Norfolk State experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to provide a spirit atmosphere to where the campus is highlighted, our current programs are highlighted, and the activities and the things that our students do is highlighted as well. We also want to provide a space to where alumni and our friends can go and visit professors and be able to talk to them about their experiences and what they've done since they have left the university. So for us, it's really an opportunity to reconnect and reflect upon your NSU experience.
And that idea of reflecting, I think, is one that we carry forward because certainly that's what we want our students to do, not just to move through their college experience, but certainly to have some good memories about some of, you know, the things that they've experienced here. And the things that you experience are not just in the classroom, but sometimes it's about those things that make an institution cohesive. So let me ask you this, because I guess this speaks to my next question. So how did or why did the committee pick the theme the best is yet to come.
Well, I think when we were reviewing themes, we always try to look at, definitely reflect upon our past. We think about our present, and then we think about where we want to go in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, when we begin to, this year we celebrated Founders Day, and we had a phenomenal Founders Day, and a lot of those activities was new, and we were able to pick up a lot of momentum. And as we were sitting around talking about our progress and the next stage of our evolution, we begin to say, you know, we are getting better every year. We are evolving. So for us, the best is still yet to come. We are continually striving to go to the next level, to be better, to be greater, and looking forward to our next 80 years.
Oh, I like that. That's really good. I will just want Terry and Crystal to know that I've not forgotten you. I'm going to pull you in here
in just
a minute. But
fine.
Let me just go back, so don't get too bored with what's going on right here. But let me go back to James for a minute. Does the Alumni Association ever suggest homecoming activities or serve on any of the committees?
Well, the Alumni Association, I mean, works closely with the university in all events. No, we don't have a lead role. But we work closely with Michelle Hill and her office and any other parts of the university as they require our necessary support.
Okay, good. Now, before we talk about specifics, are tickets still available for the game, tailgating, Whitney Houston tribute, jazz concert, et cetera?
Yeah, well, yes. Now, the Whitney Houston tribute is really selling fast. So those tickets are, the last count I heard, 1,000 tickets had already been sold.
Wow.
And it may even be more than that. So those tickets are really, really going quickly. There are some other tickets that are still available for some of the other homecoming events.
Great. Listen, if you've got a question for our guest, please give us a call at Spartan Life Radio, 1-347-850-8515. We've just heard from Crystal Square Williams, NSU's Director of University Events and the L. Douglas Wilder Center for Performing Arts. Now, there's a title that you can be proud of because it takes you about 3 minutes and 37 seconds to say it.
Yes.
Crystal, what are some of the more interesting events scheduled for Homecoming 2015? And then next I'd like to talk to Ms. Venable.
Well, of course, the as we talked about earlier, the Whitney Houston tribute is actually an encore performance. They performed earlier in the year, and it just received such rave reviews that the theater company wanted to bring it back to kick off all of the homecoming activities. So, and as you can see, or as I said earlier, 1,000 tickets have already been sold, and we do anticipate a sellout for that particular event. Also, we are bringing back the NSU Jazz Concert this year.
Yes.
Last year, we took a hiatus, and we wanted to reinvent that event. So we are bringing that event back this year, and tickets are selling quickly for that one as well. It was a very popular event, and we are expecting the same level of enthusiasm and support as we have received for the previous many years before, and now we're looking forward to having a great time again this year. So we are just, you know, really, really excited about homecoming and all that it has to offer, not just for the students, but for the alums and for the campus community as a whole. A lot of times people say, well, I didn't go to school here or I'm not a student, but if you are an employee of Norfolk State University, we encourage all people, all faculty, staff, administrators to participate in the activities because it's for everyone.
Well, I'm glad we're bringing back the concert because, you know what, a lot of people did enjoy that. And, you know, sometimes when things go away, you ask, well, if it wasn't broken, why are we trying to fix it some other kind of way or just eliminating it? And this is one of those events that is a big draw, and certainly you get a lot of people from the campus and community who like to support that. So I'm glad to see that we're back on pace with what we've done that works. So that's good to know.
Yes.
Great.
And that concert will feature Cloud Nine, Raw Jazz, Forte, and the Norfolk State University Jazz Ensemble. So the ticket price is only $20, but you get a full concert experience, and it will be a well worth the $20 that is spent. You will get a great return on investment.
Oh, I like that. Now, the Alumni Classic Golf Tournament is celebrating its 20th anniversary, right?
Yes, it is.
Can you tell us about that?
Yes, the Alumni Association has been hosting a golf tournament for the past 20 years. It is the Alumni Association's oldest homecoming event, and it was actually started in partnership with the late William Dick Price.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach Price came to the Alumni Association because he wanted to have a host a golf tournament during homecoming because he thought that that would be an excellent way to pull back individuals who were previous athletes, to pull them back for homecoming and give them something to do. So over the 20 years, the association has been hosting this event. They've raised approximately $175,000 for
wow.
student scholarships here wow. at the university.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be celebrating the 20th anniversary in Bideawee, at Bideawee Golf Course in Portsmouth, Virginia.
Great. Now let me just turn to Terry Venable, who is our Director for Student Activities. The NSU Homecoming Parade is also a homecoming tradition. So can you tell us about how long this parade has been around and what's going to happen during the parade?
Well, the parade has been around for quite some time. I don't have the exact date, but I can well remember my experience as a child attending the homecoming parade. And I would say the parade has existed for over 50 years.
Great.
Not that I'm 50, but...
Well, yeah, you said a child, so I'm trying to do the math, and I've seen you, and I said, now, Terry does not look like she's 50 years old.
All right. But the parade has been a wonderful experience for all the community, students, faculty and staff, everyone that engages in the... from the building of the floats, riding in the cars, from the local... little cheerleaders from our local little league until for bands far and near. We do have several bands that are coming in from across the country, and we're excited to see them. Performances, the horses, we're going to have a fantastic day on Saturday morning. It will take place rain or shine.
Yeah, there you
the
go.
Band,
there
the
you
parade
go.
Will exist.
So are there any particular kind of performances we should focus on or expect, or maybe we don't expect and it's going to be a nice surprise for us this time around?
There's always a surprise. You know, with performing groups, you never know what you're going to get in
That's
the
right.
day of. But the fantastic thing I would say would be our students, the Spartan Legion Band. They're always absolutely wonderful. Also with our alumni band, cheerleaders, they kick off our parade and they make our parade shine.
Excellent. Listeners, if you have a question for our guest, please give us a call at Spartan Life Radio, 1-347-850-8515. I'd like to go back to Crystal Square Williams, if I can, for a minute. And I'd like to just, again, pitch to students, because many times our students don't necessarily get it. And I know sometimes attendance can be down. And they may come out for some of the big games, like Battle of the Bay and maybe even Homecoming. But let's just pitch to our students and to the community why support of homecoming is key to the history, the continued history, if you will, of Norfolk State University and the pride that people take place or put in their campus. Crystal, can you speak to that?
Well, I think any time that you have the opportunity to hear and witness the experiences that others who were here in the 60s and the 70s, some even the 50s, to talk about their life here at Norfolk State University and to witness the 30-year-old friendships, the camaraderie between former roommates or fraternity brothers or sorority sisters. Those things build community, and it's a lasting impression. I, myself, did not go to an HBCU, but even from my time being here, the climate and the atmosphere that exists, and I really see it at homecoming when I look at people who have been friends for 50 years, and they are still as close today as they were when they first met as roommates 50 years ago. I mean, that those types of relationships are something that you don't always see, and not everyone is fortunate to have.
Right.
So I would encourage all students to come and to witness and to engage and to see the life, what you can become, and
yes.
what your education at Norfolk State University can provide you. Because you have so many alums who have walked the walk that the students are currently walking, and now they have professional careers. They're doing well. And sometimes people may say, well, I'm just going to Norfolk State. But no, you need to look and be able to see, hey, this guy works at the Pentagon, like
mm-hmm,
James.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and see what you can become. And hopefully that will help to motivate and to keep our current students pushing harder and striving higher. It's always good to come out and just network. Talk to people. See, you never know. When somebody learns that you're from Norfolk State, hey, give me a call, because here at Norfolk State, we always are looking to help our own.
You know what, Crystal, that's go ahead.
Oh, no, no. I just wanted to know, Michael, if I can add on to that.
Sure, absolutely.
And what Crystal said is very profound, and that is why we begin to offer school-based receptions so that our students will have the opportunity to meet alumni who are out in current fields, who are working every day, who are able to provide some mentor advice, mentorships, interns, and internships. That's the way that our students can begin to network with those who graduated from their current schools that they are matriculating to and to be able to ask for career advice. It's also an opportunity for our alumni to hear from the deans or the department heads or chairs about what's happening, the accomplishments that's going on within the departments, the needs that the department may need. So we begin to provide opportunities that will benefit both the student and the alumnus on a personal and professional level.
You know what, Michelle, thank you for adding that footnote, because you're absolutely right. What Crystal said is profound, and what you're saying, I think, drives the point home, that you do have people, for instance, like James, who works at the Pentagon, but he's taken time out of his schedule to talk to us about why this is important as a former student, and we know that the Pentagon, there are all kinds of things going on, you know, national security issues, international issues that, you know, people like himself will be confronted with on a day-to-day basis. But then to look at the giving back that James is doing right now, connecting to his institution and sharing that information, that's important. And this is a networking opportunity for so many students who think that the only way they can do that is to go to career fair, or if they have some business being represented here on the campus, to come into a classroom to speak at convocation. That's not the only way that we network. We have a strong connection to students who have matriculated at Norfolk State, who have gone on to do graduate work and go into the world of work, like Mr. Harris, and then to have him front and center here to share and to come back to homecoming, and students have access to that individual, that's a very precious, precious thing. And let me just add my own footnote. As an undergraduate in Chicago, I didn't have that kind of connection. Yes, we had all kinds of events, but we did not have people like you, Michelle Hill, people like Crystal Square Williams, people like Terry Venable, and certainly James Harris, to let us know, the students know, the student body know, that there is a connection being forged through the years. Once you leave and while you are here, you can still make those connections, and I just love that about Norfolk State University. And so, James, let me just throw this out to you, because now we've turned this focus into the James Harris Show. And how do you feel about that, James? That I'm not giving false praise. I'm simply saying what's in my heart right now for you to take time out of your schedule to make this kind of connection. I think that's a wonderful thing. How do you feel about that,
Mike? For me, it's actually, I think I owe it back to Norfolk State. I am sitting out here in the parking lot of the Pentagon, so I can reduce the noise, but hopefully you're not hearing all the cars and stuff. To me, I owe it to Norfolk State, as I said, as a veteran and a retiree from the United States Army, and actually being back in the Pentagon and working security issues for things that the Army does throughout the world. It's a great opportunity, and all of us have a story. And the most important part about that, I think, is that every student needs to know that everyone has a story. And many of us, just like myself, are first generation university students, and it can be done, and we're here as alums to make sure we encourage them to say it can be done and give them some tough love so that they can accomplish what they can, and they can be in the same position as I because I never thought I would be doing this when I was walking the campus of Norfolk State University.
James, if I could package what you just said right now, I think I could retire a wealthy man. Thank you for sharing that. Let me just ask Terry Venable, because we are talking about a student activity, and just want to find out what you think the pulse is of the students on campus about homecoming. Are people excited about it? And let's talk a little bit about the football game, what's happening, who are we playing. Let's let everybody know that, and what's your feeling, Terry?
My feeling is that students are excited about homecoming, because part of the homecoming experience, we've had students planning the events, the student events, such as our lead series. We're bringing in David Banner this year to be a guest lecturer. So our students are very excited about that, as well as the other events from the concert, which we will have Dej Loaf, Fabulous, and Shy Glizzy. These are artists that our students have selected. Our students have actively engaged in preparing for homecoming. So what more way to become exciting when you're involved in planning the event? You've been a key holder in making decisions of who comes, what events we will have. So I truly believe that our students are very engaged and they're very excited about homecoming. I think this will be a very successful homecoming. It only gets better. So when we say the best is yet to come, we have an opportunity to look forward to next year. So we can only get better each year.
Excellent. Who was that last group that you mentioned, Sly Lizard? What was it?
Shy Glizzy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm a Motown man myself, but I'm not mad at the young people. That's who you like. That's who you listen to. I'm glad we could do what we can to accommodate you and all those different interests. What's happening with our football game? What's going on there? Tell everybody who we're playing.
We're playing Savannah State, yes. And we're going to bring home, the Spartans are going to bring home that win so we
Thank
can
you.
Move forward from the game to our celebration dance in Eccles Hall for our students and other college guests.
All right. I like that. Okay, everybody, so let's do a recap of the scheduled events for people who tuned in late, starting with what's going on Sunday, November 1st. So can we do like a recap if we can? And maybe like
yes.
a timeline. Yes.
Yeah, well, Sunday, November the 1st will be the encore presentation of the Whitney Houston tribute by our NSU Theater Company. And that is a ticketed event. It will be in the L. Douglas Wilder Performing Arts Center. And go to the website so that you can purchase your tickets, because those tickets are going very, very swiftly.
Great. And can you give us the website address, Crystal?
Yes. www.nsu.edu/homecoming, and all of the homecoming events are right there for your pleasure.
Excellent, excellent. Ms. Hill, you want to share anything with us from Alumni Relations?
Yes, well, starting on Thursday, November 5th, we will have our crowning of Miss Alumni. And we host that on campus, and that's where we crown our official alumni ambassador, Goodwill Ambassador for the year. On Friday, we will host, again, the 20th annual Alumni Classic Golf Tournament, as well as, I want to say, about 10 department and school receptions will occur between Friday and Saturday.
Wow.
And so we have a lot of activities. We do want you to go to the website. This year, the university is hosting more than 30 activities. That is for everyone. And so we hope individuals will be able to find something within these 30 activities that they would want to go to. On Saturday, we will have our parade along with our football game. And the Alumni Association will host its annual all-black affair that
Great.
Evening.
Great.
And we will conclude on Sunday with an Alumni Association worship service.
Excellent. Excellent. Terry, we don't want to leave you out. You want to add a footnote here?
It's more than a footnote, but I'll make it quick. On November 1st, we have our King and Queen Ball, which is invitation only. November 2nd, we have our bonfire, which will be held in Lot 5, and it's open to everyone beginning at 8 p.m. November 3rd, we have the Lead Speaker Series. Our featured speaker is David Banner, which will be held in L. Douglas Wilder Performing Arts Center at 7 p.m., and tickets are available, and they're free to the public. Just go to our NSU Ticket Center. We're going to have a blood drive just to showcase students. Spartans do give back on Thursday. Spartan Spirit Fest will be on Friday. This is like the family reunion of all family reunions, and we begin that at 12 p.m. in front of the Student Center. And this is an opportunity to come out, taste good food, purchase local items from various vendors, but also engage and have an opportunity to network, celebrate the traditions here at NSU, and connect with your fellow friends and former classmates. Saturday evening, Friday evening, we're going to have our step show in Eccles Arena and parade, and then on Saturday we'll conclude with our dance in Eccles Arena.
Wow.
And tickets are available at our ticket center, and the students are very excited. They've been working hard, so let's come out, enjoy, and celebrate NSU.
Listeners, there's no way you cannot get excited about what you've just heard. There's a little something for everybody, as I said earlier at the top of the show. And if you're connected to this institution or really want to know what's happening at Norfolk State University, this is the program to listen to, because we try to bring you exactly what takes place from the inside out, not just what people are saying about the institution, but what the institution is saying and doing by and for itself. And so we encourage you to become part of what we do here at Norfolk State University. Homecoming is a time, as I said earlier, for us to let our hair down a little bit and just enjoy the atmosphere and the connections that are made here on a daily basis, things that you don't get to see. But when we come together as a campus and we're connecting not only to the athletics but to the academics, we're connecting to the food services here on campus, to guest speakers, to the musicians who come. There are so many things happening on this campus, and it's all geared towards giving you the full campus experience. This is what Norfolk State does, and we certainly want to present that to you in a way that's palatable, and it's open for an invitation for you to join us and to be a part of what we do. This is an excellent, excellent way for us to communicate our love for our students and for the work that they do here, and now it's time to just celebrate a little bit, cheer on our football team, because we're going to get the wins and we need those MEAC W's so that we can be contenders at the end of the season. But you know what? And we don't want people just to support our football team when it's doing well. The time to love somebody is when they're not lovable and they're not at their best. And the time to support a team is when it's not doing its best. So please come out and give them that support, and maybe just seeing in the stands will give them the impetus to push forward and to drive just a little bit harder, because then they know you are concerned and it matters. We're just about out of time for this episode of Spartan Life Radio. Homecoming 2015 is going to be fantastic, and you, our listening audience, don't want to miss any of it. So I want to thank our guests once again for joining us for this segment. Michelle Hill, Crystal Square Williams.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Terry Venable.
Thank you.
And James, you're sitting outside in your car outside of the Pentagon in Alexandria, Virginia. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to you, but I certainly want to thank you for joining us. Any last words for us, Mr. Harris?
My last words would be, you know, find a friend during homecoming. And actually what you said earlier, make sure we go out there and fill that stadium and support our Spartans.
There you go.
Thank you all for all the great work you're doing.
Absolutely. And I want to thank again all of you for joining us. We always have this segment, or we're starting to have this segment, I should say, and we'll be having it in the future, and it's called Did You Know? And so this week's Did You Know, NSU was named a military-friendly school for 2015. It was NSU's sixth consecutive designation. For more NSU Points of Pride, visit the NSU website at nsu.edu. Click on the Points of Pride button. And so I want to again thank you listeners for checking in with us. And, you know, homecoming is about the history, and it's about the future. In short, it's about establishing memory. And if I can borrow from the television show The Wonder Years, memory is a way of holding on to the things you love, the things you are, and the things you never want to lose. Join us for the next episode of Spartan Life Radio. The show airs on Thursday afternoons at 1 p.m. And again, I want to thank you for logging on and tuning in. I'm Michael Cotter, and you have been listening to Spartan Life Radio from the inside out. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Spartan Life Radio. Tune in bi-weekly on Thursday afternoon for another new episode of Spartan Life. For more information on Norfolk State University, visit nsu.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and Flickr.